Ellen leaves suddenly for home. Having spent between 2 and 3 months traveling in eastern Maine, Ellen returned to Orrington, where she had begun her work. While her message was gratefully received on her first visit, in her absence the spiritualizers had come in with teachings that led many in Orrington to such wild fanaticism that the officers of the law refused to allow further meetings of the Adventists. Nonetheless, a small remnant who had held fast were able to avoid the vigilance of the jealous citizens and assembled for a meeting marked with calm dignity, which Ellen White reported to be especially solemn. The poor souls who had not the privileges of meeting for a long time were greatly refreshed. While we were praying and weeping before God that night, I was taken off in vision and shown that I must return the next morning. I had not refused obedience to the Spirit of God, His hand had been with me, and His angel had accompanied us and hid us from the people so that they did not know we were in the place. But our work was done, we could go, the emissaries of Satan were on our track, and we would fare no better than those who had been fanatical and wrong and suffered the consequences of their inconsistent, unreasonable course by abuse and imprisonment. Along with those who traveled with her in support, she was quick to obey. Early in the morning, she recounted, we were taken in a small rowboat to Belfast. We were there placed on board the steamer and were soon on our way to Portland. Letters received in Portland a few days later reported the fate of those who helped her to escape. When these brethren returned, they were met by a number of exasperated citizens, who had come early to find those who had dared to hold meetings in Orrington. Our brethren informed the angry men that we were not in Orrington, but far away. They whipped and abused the men who had taken us to the boat. The house where we had tarried was searched in vain for us, and they were greatly disappointed because they could not find us. Records are meager as to Ellen's state of health, but the fact that she traveled, as Otis Nichols reported, day and night, talking almost every day suggests a remarkable sustaining power. Of great importance to her was the knowledge that she was experiencing the special blessing of God at every step.